Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the EPA Energy Efficiency and Water and Wastewater Facilities webcast. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press star then zero, and an operator will come back online to assist you. Thank you, Ms. Zinsmeister. You may begin your conference.
All right, thank you, and thank you to everyone on the line for joining us today. My name is Emma Zinsmeister, and I am with US EPA's State and Local Climate and Energy Program, and our webcast today is going to be covering energy efficiency in water and wastewater facilities. Before we get started, some logistics on how to participate in today's call. Audio is only available by telephone at the number listed on the screen here, so you'll need to dial in to participate, and as the operator mentioned, all the lines are currently on mute, so that will minimize the background noise. However, you do have the opportunity to ask questions throughout the webcast, and we certainly encourage you to do so. You can do this through the GoToMeeting control panel. You can operate this panel by clicking on the arrow in the orange box to slide the panel open and close, and you'll see a section for questions where you can type in your questions and hit submit. We are going to be collecting those throughout all the presentations, and at the conclusion of the presentations, we'll do a facilitated Q&A session with all of the speakers. Any questions that we don't have time to get to today, we'll respond to in writing, and we will post those answers on our website with the other files from today's webcast. Between all of the presentations, we'll be asking poll questions to learn a little bit more about who we have on the line participating, what your experience is, what the challenges you faced are. And when those questions are being asked, they'll pop up immediately on your screen automatically, and you'll be able to click your response and share your answer there. If you experience any technical difficulties at all during the webcast, Wenny Jaglom from ICF International is on the line to provide support, and you can reach her by emailing her at wendy.jaglom@icfi.com. So today's webcast, we have a full agenda, and I will kick things off with just a little bit more background information about our program here at EPA and some of the resources we have to offer, and then we'll jump right into the specific topic, and Jim Horn from EPA's Office of Wastewater Management will start by providing a background on energy management planning for water and wastewater facilities. And then we have a couple of really fantastic case studies to share with you. We're going to start off by looking at work that's been done in Massachusetts. Michael DeBar from the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection will talk about a program the state has been running to do pilot project efforts with facilities on energy efficiency and renewable energy. And then Richard Weir from the Greater Lawrence Sanitary District will talk specifically about what they've implemented at their facility and the great results that they've seen. Our second case study, we'll hear from Bob Freeman and Brendan Held in EPA's Region 4 in the Southeast about the Tennessee Water and Wastewater Energy Efficiency Partnership. And we'll hear about some great, fantastic, really impressive energy savings that their facilities in that area have been able to achieve with low to no cost efficiency measures. And as I mentioned at the end, we'll do Q&A. And once the webcast concludes, you'll have a unique opportunity to provide direct feedback to EPA on what you thought of this webcast, as well as what other things could EPA do to assist you with your energy efficiency efforts. So I really encourage you to fill out that feedback form at the end. And then in about a week or so after the webcast, all of the audio files and recordings and any unanswered questions will be posted to our website, and you can get that information at the web link listed at the bottom of this slide. Just as some background information on our state and local climate and energy program, our main objective is to help state and local governments reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. And so we do this by providing opportunities like trainings through today's webcast, other communications tools, quantification tools, best practices, case studies. And all that information is available online, and you can look at this slide later on to get some more information and see what's available. Specifically, I wanted to talk a little bit about a new resource we recently released on the topic of energy efficiency in water and wastewater facilities, which is part of our local government climate and energy strategy series, which is highlighted on this slide. We released a document specifically on this topic, which has been widely downloaded so far, and I highly encourage you to get your copy today if you haven't already taken a look at it. This document is designed to provide a comprehensive resource for local governments that provides folks who might be staffing energy and environment departments, water departments, or policymakers on the benefits and opportunities to pursue energy efficiency and key strategies, tips and tricks for success, and a step-by-step approach to really get an energy management plan in place and to get that operationalized. And you'll hear a little bit more about some of the things featured in this guide throughout the presentations today. Just as a sneak peek, you can see here the guide goes over how energy is used in drinking water and wastewater treatment processes. The start areas, of course, are where the most of the energy is used. Provides examples of opportunities to reduce your energy usage, and then the guide goes through EPA's Plan, Do, Check, Act process for actually getting those energy savings implemented, sustained, and evaluated. And you'll hear a lot more from Jim about this Plan, Do, Check, Act process and see it in operation through the case studies that we're featuring today. So if you have any questions at all after today's webcast about our resources or our program, please feel free to contact me directly. I'm also always happy to hear from folks about how they've found our resources to be helpful or anything else that they have as suggestions for our program. So with that, we're going to jump into our first poll question to learn a little bit from you about your experience. So I am going to turn it over to Wendy to pull up our first poll question.
You should see the poll question on your screen now, and that question is, what is your main objective in improving energy efficiency at your water or wastewater facility? Is it to reduce air pollution and GHG emissions, to reduce energy costs, to demonstrate leadership, to improve energy and water security, or to extend the life of infrastructure and equipment? And so just enter your answers, and we'll give just a minute for everybody to respond. Okay, and so I'm going to go ahead and close the poll and share the results. And it looks like the large majority, 71%, are looking to reduce energy costs, and 16% to reduce air pollution and GHG emissions, and then 4-5% for the other options.
Great. Thank you, Wendy. And thanks to everyone for providing that information. I think it's in line with what we were expecting to see from people, but we're also glad to hear that some people are primarily interested in the air quality and greenhouse gas emissions benefits.